Created by the Payne Spires Studios in 1952, this window has a decidedly more modern look than many in the church. It depicts, on the left side, a soldier in Roman armor, and, on the right side, an angel. The text, from Revelation chapter 22, reads, "Blessed are they that enter through the gates into the city." The passage from Revelation reads, "Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and that they may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers and fornicators and murderers and idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches." Jesus emphasizes the importance of neither adding to, nor taking away from, the words of the Bible, and the angel confirms that Jesus will be coming soon for those who testify to these things. Butler attended Havemeyer and Mason Street schools and graduated from Greenwich High School in 1944, achieving honors in all 4 years. He was, to say the least, involved. At Greenwich High, he was a member of the Fencing Club, National Honor Society, Dramatic Association, National Thespians, Navigation Club, Opera Club, and the Debating Club. He originally attended Yale, but joined Naval ROTC and spent his last 2 years at the U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis. Lieutenant Butler was a server in Christ Church Greenwich from 1941 to 1944, or from about age 15 to 18. Today, servers are generally called acolytes, and their duties include servers, torchbearers, and lighters of candles, as well as crucifers, thurifers, and banner bearers. In short, servers play an important and visible role in the life of the church. First Lieutenant Anthony Butler graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy and was an aerial observer on a routine flight from Langley Air Force Base that crashed in 1952, killing all three aboard. Just a few weeks shy of celebrating the first anniversary of his marriage to the former Inez Palmer of Culpeper, Virginia, he had just enjoyed his 26th birthday less than a week earlier. The life of Anthony Stowe Butler, though short, was exemplary, an inspiration for those entering or exiting the church.